Your ship enters the orbit of the world of Menga pretty easily. It's the jumping-off point for the rest of your legacy. It's a wild world on the edge of it all. The near edge of the planet Rush. There are numerous ships here, despite how new this landing is. The frontier town of Ezbeth is just beyond. There's a cargo elevator, fences, and a wall between the landing site and the town. Trying to land outside the authorized area would have subjected you to the UGC autocannons used to prevent smuggling. Of course, pirates have ways of foiling those, but the jungle would probably claim your ship and your life or sanity before you could do any damage out there. A sign reads customs over the only door through the barricade, leading into the ramshackle spaceport building. You take it inside, eager to meet the settlers, the natives, and get your hands on your inheritance. There are numerous offices along the customs corridor of the spaceport. They all have doors that can be closed for searches or interrogations, but the nearest door is wide open. There's one desk, one chair, and one golden-orange mass of gel formed expertly into the shape of a curvy woman. And it's sitting there fiddling with paperwork. She has a mug on her desk with lollipops, candy necklaces, and wrapped sugar sweets positively pouring out of it. In fact, she just finished one and discards its stick into the nearby waste bin with a lascivious slurp. "Come on in, please, have a seat. Little bit of paperwork and we'll have you on your way quick." She gestures you to the chair opposite her. You don't have a lot of faith in it. It looks like it's seen better days, and some very heavy backsides. "I'm Flan," she says, gesturing to her nameplate with a flourish of her orange gel-form hand. "It's just me and a few peacekeepers here on Menga. I'm your contact if you have any official paperwork. They don't want to send anyone else until the Zeal are under control." She extends her hand. You shake it happily. Her palm is surprisingly dry. You expected it to be sticky, but she must have some control over her external membrane. She smiles openly when you greet her, and sits back, as though preening, when she catches you snaking a look at her. She's honey-colored, all over. Amber hair, transparent amber hair made of gel, but it's still shaped into a neat bun on the top of her head and flowing locks down either side of her face. She has long, pointed elfin ears. Not all of her body is gel. Or at least, maybe some of it is different colored gel, because her eyes are piercing purple on seemingly normal white sclera. She has a smiling mouth. She's got pouty, full lips that just ooze the promise of sex. And if that's the promise, then the G-cup tits almost bursting from her half-unbuttoned blouse are a guarantee.
"Seen everything?"
Her eyes are keen and focused on you, as much as yours just were on her.
"The forms are on the workstation over there, or you can download them to your device."
She gestures at the codex pad at your waist. You decide she's not to be underestimated, and begin work on the forms immediately. You keep sneaking looks at her, so, as you fill them out, she elaborates.
"I'm Aran,"
she explains, giving you the name of her species. You decide you can look it up in the codex later.
"Luran, because I'm this lovely color."
She gestures to her honeyed gel. As you tap through the forms, you listen to her consuming stick after stick of sugary candy from the mug. You complete the forms and send them over.
"Got it all right on the first try. Good going, sugar."
She sucks on the stick of her latest candy, appraising you.
"Speaking of sugar..."
You know what she's about to say. You've each been eyeing one another for a while, and you realize the fact that the door can be shut. But you're curious about her, sincerely. So you ask and cut off her line of inquiry.
while giving a smile to ensure she knows you'll open it right back up shortly. She doesn't take it hard. On the contrary, her violet eyes light up. You hit the jackpot. She wants to talk about her people.
I can't blame you for being curious. If you know anything about the Ron, you might be curious about my job. And if you don't know anything about us, I'm sure you're curious in general. There aren't a lot of us working for the UGC, but I see it as my way of giving back to the cause of galactic harmony. A long time ago, we were simple predators. We'd hunt the lesser species of our planet, Rar, and we were discovered in that state. Someone landed during the last planet rush, and one of us tried to eat them. And I don't know anything about it, but that person helped my people understand technology. We have about average intelligence. We just weren't using it for much. We actually have a lot of advantages. We're social, we like to have fun, to party, to get to know people. That's part of why I have this job. And we don't need much food, I just love sugar. So, we got into the UGC about 30 years ago off someone sitting some of us down and explaining about the wider galaxy. And whoever that person was, we owe them one. We owe them a lot.
She gives a long suck on her lollipop and throws the empty stick in the wastebasket.
You'll be glad to know. You are what you eat. And damn, do I taste sweet.
She gestures downward toward where, you presume, she probably has a wet and ready pussy you could eat out while kneeling under the desk. That does give you some ideas.
Ahem. Anyway, we don't like to fight. We do like to fuck. We feed on sexual fluids. They call us gel girls as opposed to goo girls. We don't mind. We have some names for you, too. And now I know every single species by description, traits, and proper name. Times change. Back to diet. We eat mostly jizz, to be honest. Any sexual fluids, but I like a thick load of cum the best. We can absorb it through any hole. And yes, I have approximately the same sensations and orifices you'd be familiar with. Except when you jizz in my mouth, I feel it all over, and I can come from that. But don't think you're gonna fuck me senseless. Arousal doesn't affect our cognition too much. We stay right on track. I could probably get a lot of stuff done while you fucked me, or licked my honeypot. And I use the term advisedly. I like seeing big, gooey orgasms, though, and drinking up the results.
She licks her lips.
We pretty much only get pregnant if we want to, so we don't overpopulate. And if you have the dumb slut misconception that everyone seems to have about Ron, I think I've disabused you of that by now, right, sugar?
You nod in confirmation, obviously, and she continues.
So, yeah. I try to see at the start, by the way. I think you're attractive, so I'm asking if you want to have some fun. And I tend to be a pretty hungry gal, so don't take it personal. But that also doesn't mean I'm offering this kind of fun to just anybody. And I want to be discreet about it and close the doors if we're going to do anything. Gotta keep from reigniting the stigma about my people, you know? The slut part's fine, but dumb won't do.
She slides her chair back. Turns to the side so she's still half-concealed behind the desk, and raises her skirt so only you can see from your angle in the room. She spreads her legs, revealing her wet, smooth slit with its pert little clit at the top.
I bet after all that you need a little relief. So, how do you want it?